what's the experience that you think readers are going to have when with a book like The White Sky?
I believe that they're going to have an exposure to four extraordinary people who are striving, who are at the point of criticality in their life. And watching them interact, contend, and love, and fight, and laugh. That's what The White Sky is about.
Yeah. There's also this intimacy that's there in all of your writing.
Yes, there's another aspect to The White Sky, a specific, and that is the actual documentation. Oh, that's not a good word. The reveal of what happens between Andres and Mila in bed. And I made a specific project out of that. I said, I'm going for it. I'm not going to hide it. And so every time they have sex for the first month of their relationship, you have a choice to go there and be a fly on the wall. But you don't need to if you don't want to. You can follow the whole thrust of the story without reading the really explicit sexual encounters.
In other words, you've written the book and then you've also written these encounters and there's no necessary, not necessarily any plot.
It's almost like I wrote fan fiction for the book and the fan fiction was about their sex. So it's almost like in fact, I put it at the back of the book. So every time this happens, there's a little marker and it tells you what page to go to at the back if you want to. That's the whole idea. It's a choice. And I tried to keep the storyline out of those episodes so that you don't miss anything in the action.
So, depending on how prudish you are.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not prudish. No. Yeah, depending on how prudish the reader is, or no, you know what? I look at it the opposite. How much they would like to risk. Because I know there are going to be people who don't really like reading about the details of actual sex, who are going to be tempted to go at the back of the book and maybe read one episode and just see if they can handle it if I'm worthy enough, if I did a good enough job at doing it respectfully, that they can read it and handle it. I took that on as a mission. If you're going to write the explicit sex, you can't write it and be crass or crude. You have to write it with the same tone, and the same voice as the rest of the book. And that's what they'll find.